on the night of December 6, 1943, the great swing band of Benny Goodman, featuring the hottest drummer in the business, Gene Krupa, was playing the Hippodrome Theater on Utah Street. The house was packed with Krupa fans, worshippers of his spectacular performances with such drum solos as they saw in Sing, Sing, Sing. The crowd stood in their seats and danced in the aisles. Lou Ginsberg, whose orchestra played the Better Clubs and Affairs in Baltimore, recalled, quote, "Watching Gene Krupa play drums sent the audience out of its collective mind," end quote. But Baltimore drummer Al Spieldock knew something about that night few others did. Certainly no one in the audience that night. Spieldock recalls, "It wasn't Gene Krupa at the drums that night. It was me. What happened was, that same week, I was in a band playing drums at the Club 21 on East Baltimore Street. A guy comes in and tells me that Benny Goodman, around the corner at the Hippodrome, wanted to see me. So I met with Goodman, and he says, 'I need you to sit in for Krupa this week.' And so I ask him, 'What happened to Gene Krupa?' And Goodman says, 'He walked out. We had some differences,'" end quote. So I sat in for Krupa that night, December 6, 1943, and if the audience knew that it wasn't Krupa playing the drums, it never let on. I heard, "Go, Gene, go!" After the show, the kids mobbed me, begging for my autograph. I signed every piece of paper they held in front of me. Asked what name he signed, Spieldock answered, "Gene Krupa." Somewhere, yellowing in attics, there are treasured autographs from the night Goodman played the Hippodrome in 1943 that read, "Gene Krupa." We hate to disillusion the owners of those autographs, but they aren't Gene Krupas of nationwide renown. They're Al Spielbachs of Baltimore.